He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband.
Hi.
How was Valentine's Day? I told my husband not to get me a single thing because we're on this kick where we need to save every penny we're trying to buy a house. And I was like, there's nothing I need. Don't waste money. And then he surprised me and actually went and got the long stem roses and the chocolate and all that. And it was really cute. And it's funny how even though when you say things like, I don't want it, and you mean it, you're like, I don't need it. Don't waste any money. Like when you actually get it, it's nice.
I wouldn't know. But he did cook a delicious dinner. It was really nice to come home and not have to cook dinner because, you know, I'm the only cooker. He doesn't cook ever. Steak and grilled asparagus and baked potatoes, and it was delicious, and he didn't burn anything down. It was great.
That does sound lovely.
I mean, I did pretty good with that. And as she came home and I was kind of plating the meal, she also said, you know that you can bring me home flowers another time, pretty flowers, just a random time.
Wait, you didn't bring flowers, though?
No, on Valentine's Day.
Nothing did it. You know, I guess I just have to accept the fact after 15 years that romance just is not in him. Like, I thought, oh, my God, he's making dinner. Maybe, like, I'll come home and the champagne will be popped for me and a glass will be waiting and there'll be a candle lit. No, it's just dinner.
It's funny, Alicia, because I thought about it. I thought about telling him, don't you dare go home without flowers today. Mm. And I was like, he doesn't need me to be his mom. Like, he can do these things on his own after all these years. And you know what I've learned from this? No. You still need me to tell you things like that, Raven.
Listen, we're going out tonight for another date night that she was like, this is our official Valentine's night. And then we're going next week and we've got a couple nights booked in a hotel.
So
like, I mean, we've got a lot of stuff going on right now.
What would it have killed you to stop somewhere on the way home or just to think a little bit in advance and go pick up a bouquet of flowers for $15, $20?
I mean, it just seemed so basic with everybody else standing there in the store. When I went in to get the steaks, everybody else was in that same line looking panicked. I was like, you know what? I'm going to cook a meal today. I'm going to handle something on my own.
Like, it's funny, Alicia. My husband always tells this story. He actually told it to my teenager this past Valentine's Day. 1 year before we had kids, because we were married for a few years before we had children, he surprised me and he told me to get ready because he had a surprise. So, of course, I go upstairs and I get all dressed up and I'm all excited. It's Valentine's Day. I think we're going out somewhere romantic. And I came downstairs and he had made a chicken marsala. And I was furious. I was like, I just spent an hour getting ready upstairs to come sit at our dining room table for chicken marsala. I remember being so upset about it. Not that it's not a nice gesture, but that's a nice gesture on, like, you know, March 15th, a day that has nothing to do with Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know how many hints we got to give him. Light a candle. Like, if you're going to cook dinner, make it a romantic dinner. Like, pick a candle. I mean, pick any candle in the house and just freaking put it on the table. Light it.
Yeah, like
it's
a lavender
so
scented one.
Free.
Get the one out of the bathroom.
Yeah.
Put it on the table.
There's one right on the ledge.
I'm driving home. I said, you know what? I think I'm going to have a glass of champagne tonight. And he's like, champagne? That's fancy. I'm only just, you know, making a regular dinner. But it was like a hint. Like, get it ready.
They are what they are. I was actually surprised that Paul went out of the way, but I know why he went out of the way. Because he woke up, he went downstairs, he saw that I had his favorite bottle of scotch on the table with the card, and he was like, uh-oh.
Pressure's on. Now I gotta do something.
I better do something before she gets home from work.
Right.
All right, so what kind of grade would you like to give Raven for the week?
I'm gonna give him a B, Anna. He tried. He made a nice dinner. Little romance, he would have got an A.
I will remind him going forward.
Wow.
Thanks.
Your birthday's coming up. He won't screw that up.